Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This is the moment where I start getting a little nervous again. Padres season is over. And it's not because Flubs of the Week are coming up. I already know what that's going to contain. It's because I can usually manage Woods pretty well during baseball season.
Well, you know always, what I want to talk about.
I can always redirect toward a baseball conversation. You're always good. And we still have the postseason, a couple weeks to go.
Oh, yeah. We're still going to be talking postseason baseball.
But once that ends, and you know, we'll have a little football, but I can only keep your attention on football for so long.
It's not great.
And then who knows when the next basketball, and you know, not that you even care, and hockey season start again, and your mind will start to wander. You will start to come with ideas and bits. The game wasn't even over last night. And I saw a tweet thread conversation.
Now, this wasn't me.
Well, it was partly you, though.
But it wasn't my idea.
You didn't reject it either.
No, I did not.
Between yourself and one Bert Grossman, who is sometimes kind of gross, man.
Oh, right? Come on.
Love Bert.
What exactly were you two discussing on Twitter last night?
I don't even know how it started. But essentially, I just said, hey, man, I don't want this to end. We've had such a great time covering this team this year, watching this team. I didn't want it to end. It was just a sad kind of feeling. And then, of course, leave it to Bert Grossman to come in with the levity. And he said, dude, you guys are going to be covering cornhole tournaments again. And I said, well, we've never done that. But I knew what he was referring to. The fact that time when there was no sports, and we managed to make it through 4 hours every day, and every day you left the studio feeling like you were just gassed. You're just like, how did we do it? We did it. Let's do it again tomorrow. And I said, dude, I'm you know, probably going to end up doing movie and music reviews.
Okay, yeah. That's not the worst. I can live with that. I've enjoyed our times with Craig Elston and the streaming television recommendations. That's fine.
Yeah. And then Bert says, well, unless you're reviewing 1980s VCR porn, you're out of luck. COVID killed movies and musicals too.
I find it strange that Bert Grossman cares about the fate of musicals. Theater guy?
He would surprise you.
Going to Cats and Phantom of the Opera.
And then I said, well, hey, that's a good segment idea. He said, call me. 80s porn is in my wheelhouse.
No, not in his wheelhouse.
Oh,
it is his wheelhouse.
The quote is, call me. 80s porn is my wheelhouse. And I said, done. And he says, is this a weekly or one-off?
I have a couple of questions. Is he still the coach of the Strike Force?
I don't know. Do you think the Strike Force front office cares, though?
Is the Strike Force still a thing?
Does the Strike Force exist?
Great question.
That is a great question.
All questions that we will talk about on our new segment that starts on Monday morning, 1980s. VCR porn. New Bush or Old Bush?
Can you imagine any
New Bush or Old Bush Stadium?
Bush.
Any other head coach of a football team having that kind of conversation on Twitter?
No.
Tony Dungy's not going to come and do that segment with you?
Hey, guys, it's Tony Dungy. Call me. 80s VCR porn is my wheelhouse. Jimmy Johnson.
It might be, but he wouldn't admit it. Only Bert Grossman would completely go down that road.
I freaking love Bert Grossman. Well, at least we got golf talk next month.
Masters is coming up.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah, we got NFL. Hey, Cheers. College
I can
football
talk golf
still
right
great.
Now. Did you see what Bryson DeChambeau did yesterday?
No.
First round since winning the U.S. Open. Shoots a 62 in the opening round of the Shriners Open in Las Vegas.
It's like Paul when he plays by himself.
It's the lowest round ever.
I'm going to beat your ass on the course today.
You know, normally you win a major, especially your first major.
Yeah.
There's like a three-month celebration, and you start, you know, 75, that's fine. I'm a major winner. It doesn't matter. It's the lowest round by a golfer ever in their first round since winning a major.
It's bananas.
He's got a one-stroke lead in Las Vegas.
Is he the most locked-in human being?
He's a little different. Yeah, he's
alive.
He marches to his own beat, that's
well, and
for sure.
It's working. It's working. He is a fascinating, fascinating case study.
And,
man.
I mean, he's obviously got his eyes set on the Masters in a couple of weeks, looking to make it... two in a row.
Does that course play for a guy like him?
Distance is always good at Augusta National. I mean, you can hit some of the, if you're hitting those par fives, you can have wedges in on the second shot to set up. There's a lot of eagles to be had out at Augusta National for someone who hits the ball like Bryson. Now, there's also some trouble, and if you're offline, you can't necessarily, you can blow it through some of the pine straw sometimes, but you start missing toward Rays Creek and some of the out-of-play areas, and you can it can turn into a disaster really quickly. But I would think he'll be one of the favorites at Augusta next month, especially if he keeps playing like this, what he did yesterday. But while I've got you still locked into baseball, we didn't really mention, we got into a fight about the Yankees and their Game 5 today at Petco Park. The winner will advance to face the Houston Astros.
Ooh, mamacita.
The A's delayed at one day, but the Astros look like a monster right now.
Where were they playing again?
Dodger Stadium. Coors Field, Chavez Ravine.
They hit like 20-some-odd homers. I mean, in both teams. Both teams were just yakking the ball out of there. And
Hitters Park, Dodger Stadium.
I mean, the A's got off to a good start yesterday, but, man, you saw they just ran out of arms. I mean, nobody could get it out. Nobody could get it out. And the Astros, again, like the Dodgers, with all their postseason experience, Ben, I talked about it earlier. They're sharks, man. And when there's blood in the water, that's what sharks do. And A's don't have it. Padres didn't have it. The Astros and the Dodgers do have it. Look, I loathe and detest both of those teams. That would make a really juicy World Series. It would, for baseball, the drama, everything else, if I could take my personal bias out of it for at least one of those teams, it would be an incredible, incredible World Series. And I would be pulling for the Houston Astros.
I don't really have much of a rooting interest left.
Left?
Yeah. I mean, I can't cheer for the Dodgers. The Astros, very distasteful. The Yankees, I mean, you've 27 championships. That's like rooting
for the Lakers, which you root for, which is hysterical.
Yeah, but they, at least for my team, and I don't begrudge you rooting for the Yankees because you've always rooted for the Yankees. But picking them up is like just this one. Well, I'll just cheer for the Yankees this year.
Why wouldn't you cheer for your boy? Make your boy happy.
You know, the Braves. I don't really like the Braves.
But if they beat the Dodgers.
It's either the Braves or the Rays, and I don't particularly like the Rays that much either. So I'm kind of leaning toward the Braves
to win the whole thing.
Hold my note to cheer at least for a team to win the whole thing. I don't know who they're the favorite, but
yeah, there's not a lot of like good stories left.
No.
If
the A's had won that series,
yeah,
I'll go ahead.
A's.
I'll get behind the A's and get that monkey off their back and finally have that postseason success. I could have cheered for them as my American League team in the playoffs. That's fine. But right now, I'm kind of left with just bad and worse options in terms of who to cheer for at this point.
No, I get that. I get that fully. I obviously I'll be rooting for the Yankees pretty hard tonight when that game goes down. They did exactly what they needed to do yesterday, getting the ball to Garrett Cole in a Game 5 and having to walk a tightrope a little bit to get there. The Rays are still a really, really good
team. The Marlins would have been kind of interesting just in how unlikely it was that they would have gotten there. That was the first ever playoff series they've ever lost. They finally lost one.
Yeah, finally lost
got
one.
Got swept out by the Braves, and they barely scored a run. They got shut out in two of the three games. The Braves have four shutouts in their five postseason games, 5-0 with four shutouts. In some ways, they've been even more dominant than the Astros or the Dodgers Yet, I don't think they're getting as much attention as the Astros or the Dodgers right now. They're still kind of flying under the radar, which is weird because they obviously have a terrific pitching staff. They have the likely MVP in Freddie Freeman. Maybe people should be paying a little more attention to the Atlanta Braves right now.
Well, we'll see. I mean, this is that series that they're going to play right now that's going to give them that attention. If they can go in and handle up on the Dodgers, which, of course, we here in San Diego, most of us are going to be hardcore Braves fans for the next week or so. When does that series start? Monday?
Let's see. I don't know when the ALC. I think the NLCS starts on Tuesday and the ALCS starts on Monday.
Okay.
I believe that's the case. I'm not 100% sure.
Braves Dodgers game one Monday 10. Monday 10.
Oh, so the ALCS actually starts on Sunday. And then the NLCS starts on Monday.
Got it. Okay.
Right, so there we go. And then, of course, the NBA Finals could wrap up as soon as tonight. Game five, the Lakers and the Heat. Lakers up 3-1. They're pretty confident. They've decided to break out the Black Mamba jerseys for tonight's game. They wore them in game two, and they were supposed to wear them again in game seven. But LeBron and the players said, hey, we're going to clinch. We want to do so in the jerseys we've chosen to honor Kobe.
Kind of cool.
So my guess is that they're coming to try to close this thing out tonight. So we will see. That's a 6 o'clock tip, Channel 10 locally, and Lakers trying to win their 17th championship. And they're also playing, LeBron and AD have the kind of the internal battle as to who's going to win the finals MVP.
They're going to give it to LeBron, right?
I think it's still up for grabs. AD's been so good in this series.
Take your word for it.
What does this do for LeBron? I mean, he didn't really want to talk legacy yesterday, but four titles, three different organizations. How close does it get him to Jordan? That'll be a conversation for next week if the Lakers do clinch.
Go in a couple more.
If they do lose, then game six would be on Sunday.
He'll be the first player to ever win three MVPs on three teams.
Three different teams.
Kawhi was going to be that guy, they thought, and then LeBron took it over this year.
Yeah.
If he gets the MVP.
I mean, Skip Bayless who continues to just, I mean,
he's just straight so dug in.
Such a bit. I think his take was, this actually hurts LeBron James. Winning this title this year in the pandemic against the Heat, this actually hurts his. What are you talking about?
I saw that, dude. It was so good.
It's the worst take.
Like, it's such a bad bit, but it's a great bit. Time. We should do something with Skip Bayless's awful takes and make them into a bit of our own because you do have to admire the creativity and you have to admire his willingness to stick.
He is sticking to the bit.
Because we waffle on our stuff. Awful, you did. You waffled on Will Myers.
Yeah,
he never waffles.
I do flub a lot though, and that's why we put them all together on a Friday. It is time for our flubs of the week. From Better Woods.
They're promising no price increases. They're giving extra discounts for souvenirs and food. Callers, hold on. 888-343-4768-759. Where he had just been living out his quarantine, saying it felt like a tropical paradise.
What is a tropical paradise, by the way?
And what players, really, what their mindset should be. Right now, going until 9 o'clock, Jim Rome, got Coach John Tutera.
Oh, yes.
Coach John Tutera, if you'd like to win a $500 gift card to...
Oh.
If you'd like... starting. And we'll play baseball as soon as fans are available to return to the stands. Able to return to the stands. Go to their Instagram feed.
Oh, yeah.
It's at Doghouse Dogs. DoghHausDogs. With one download, you can search and browse privately, avoiding trackers, all for free.
Amazing.
Go privacy simplified. First, let's check traffic on 97.3 The Fan. Here's Kelly Danning.
However, the concerts were called off soon as...
Whether it's for health concerns, because of some sort of pre-existing conditions, or worried about their family. We're going to get to that interview, if you missed it, right after this check of traffic on 95.7, 93.7. What's our station again? First, though, let's just get the check... Quick check of traffic on 97.3 The Fan. Here's Kelly Danning.
Bring him up!
So, Floyd Mayweather Not the world.
Start over. Let's get our first check of traffic with the great Kelly Danick right here on FM 94.9. Oh, my God.
Is basketball going to feel like basketball?
What is basketball, first of all?
And I can't recommend it any less highly than I can the Donks, which is always a dilemma on our SDCCU Fion hotline. SDCCU.
What is a Fion hotline? Thank you very much. My co-host, Ben Higgins. Ben Higgins? What was that?
And hit play for your chance to win a $500 gift card by the Stroud's Farmers Market.
Oh, no.
take it for our word for it. What? It's located right off the 5 off the bay in Chula Vista, 7 Mile Casino, just minutes from downtown.
What? You know, people are going to want to put an asterisk. I never say that word. Asterisk.
The way to do it is to wear masks and be courteous of each other. So we'll talk a little college sports. All right, now let's get to check traffic on 97.3 The Fan. Here's Kelly Danick.
Tap dancer. this morning, though, we've been having some technical. Good God, man. Just go ahead and hit it, Paul.
Ben Woods, right next up on San Diego's number one sports station. We are 97.3 The Fan. You'll be listening to the Smart Investing Show with Brent Wilsey and Chase Wilsey. They run account one. Get things started here with our.
What?
Today's edition of the Ryan Little Report. But then after Jared Richards went 4 2/3.
Jared Richards.
Well, Jared.
Jared Richards. Matt Strom comes in, gets the one out he needs.
Strawman? Salmon?
He looks like a drunk guy.
Strawman. Salmon.
Well, you know, the apple sometimes does far fall from the tree.
It does. We got any specific areas you want to go to?
What are specific areas?
Brought to you by Smart Investing. These are difficult times for investors. You buy stocks, sell stocks.
Ooh,
you guys C-R-U-C-K. Are going
to flip out because Bad Mother Chuck.
Oh, no.
Oh! The Bad Mother Clucka.
Ken Rogers, who is the producer in charge of HBO's Real Knox. We had him on.
Wait. What? Well, they've rebooted everything. Everything that was, you know, any semblance of decent.
Yeah, and how many of those reboots are good?
What is a reboot? Back in the Entercom Empire studio, we have our executive producer. Yes, kill me already. Just shoot it. Go ahead. You saw a kid named Kima Sibaran get cut by the Seahawks.
Yeah, I was surprised by Padres fans who were criticizing Jay Spedler for backup.
Jay Spedler!
We'll get to that. Craig Elston will join us as he does each and every Friday. With the streaming television recommendations that comes. We got that video game, PGA Tour 2K21. You talk a little bit about the Unreal.
Yes.
For Paul Ryan over Stephen Woods, I'm Ben Evans.
Whoa.
You know how hard it is, though, to have an MVP season?
Yeah.
I think A-Rod only had one.
Mitch Moreland will have a better batting average than Austin Hedges. Austin Hedges.
He did.
Executive producer Paul Reindl, first time this week, Battaker, Intercom Empire Studios.
Man.
Jamul.
It's a maddeningly fine line. The Bad Mother Clucka. Much more of an embarrassment to the game than Trent Richards is. Trent Richards.
Yeah, I want to talk about Zach Davies and kind of how yesterday's start fits in. You have a winner at Doghouse. You can check him out. Check out the pictures of that delicious food items. All entrants receive a commemorative goodie bag.
John Bukchambi on our SDCCU fan hotline, SDCCU online. And let me start over again. The beat writer, Ian Brown from MLD.
That's all, folks.
I missed the flubs. I have two new favorites. Jay Spedler murders me every time he says Jay Spedler. Then the one where I'm making a point about Craig Stammen and Ben just comes in.
Salmon.
Like, what? What is happening? Oh, I love that one.
All right, Woods on a
Jay Spedler.
Matt Strom comes in, gets the one out he needs.
Strawman.
Like Salmon. A drunk guy. Strawman.
On one serious note.
Yeah, I was
note,
so surprised by Padres
end,
fans
Woods.
Who were criticizing Jay Spedler for backpedaling.
I want to thank all the tier ones.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
Don't go anywhere. We're still going to be
yes,
here.
Please, don't go.
This has been an amazing season. It's amazing because all of you care so much about the Padres, and we love talking about this team. We're going to keep talking about this team all off season. We can't wait for spring training, and we'll just pass the time together every morning. We'll talk to you Monday. For Paulie, for Woodsy, I'm Ben. San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance.
Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.